Welcome to Buddy Speak.
Hello, and welcome back to Buddy Speak.
Hi.
I'm here with my friend Chandon, as usual.
We're not friends.
Why aren't we friends?
We're co-workers.
No, we're not. This is not a job.
I'm real full.
Yeah, we just had Chipotle.
Copyright.
Okay, so today... So today we're talking about women.
Ugh.
And our what was that?
What?
What was that?
Nothing.
You ugged.
Women.
What about... Okay, I would love to hear your opinion about women. Let's go.
What?
You know, they've been around since the beginning of time.
The man came first, though.
Oh my god, you are just offending so many people again! Wow! You are offending so... Is it every week your job to offend people?
That's my job.
Well, it's working.
That's real good.
Oh my god. So tell me a story about one of your past relationships that I'd love to know.
God, why do I have to talk about this?
Because this was a topic that we're discussing.
Why?
Because it's not that big of a deal.
Jesus.
We can use fake names. I'll go first. I'll start. So there is this one time...
Well, everyone who listens knows who they are.
Well, maybe they won't listen.
That's not what we're shooting for.
Okay.
We want listeners.
Okay, so anyway, there was this one time I was talking to this girl. Let's say her name was Kathy. I'll say Kathy.
Kathy, okay.
Because I really don't want her name to be out there. I was single. I was ready to mingle. I was, like, looking for girls, and I was picking this one girl, and I was like, hey, she's pretty cute, and Chandon, my friend Chandon, who's across from me, and our other friend Casey, encouraged me to text her, and I was like, hey, I was over at Chandon's house when this happened, and I was like, hey, send me a picture of you, and she sent a picture of herself, and then I was like, hey, show me your teeth, I like teeth.
That's because she didn't smile with teeth.
Yeah, because she didn't smile. So then she opened her mouth, and then she had a gap as wide as the Grand Canyon. which, that was really mean. But
okay.
It was pretty big, and I was like... And then I never texted her...
Back,
which was really mean.
That's okay.
In all retrospect, that was very mean. But I'm now in a relationship of 2 years, which is great.
Grand. That's good.
How about you, man? Do you have any stories that you can hash out or tell a story about you and Taylor or something?
I don't have stories, dude.
Yes, you do.
Well, I don't.
Okay, well, is this another episode where I just go off on my stories and you laugh at them?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell another story. Or how about you tell the story of how... No! I know what story to tell.
How about you ask me questions?
No, we're going to talk about the old Chandon. That's what we're going to talk about.
God.
The old Chandon. Do you remember this?
This isn't even about women.
No, it is, sort of, because you thought you were so cocky.
God.
So, Chandon before he met Taylor.
Oh, Jesus.
We're talking about this now. So, Chandon was, he was very cocky in his ways. How about you go on?
No, continue.
What do you mean?
Just continue.
Why?
Continue.
Are you going to use this against me or something?
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Why
are you... Just continue.
Wait, I'm confused.
Just continue.
I'm just confused.
Oh, why?
Why are you speaking like this to me? Why are you doing this?
Just continue, dude. Continue what you're going to say.
Okay, so there's, at one point, you were talking to Taylor, but then you told me, because I'm Taylor's cousin, you told me that you're like, man, I could get 6 girls if I wanted to. Do you remember that?
It's true.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember saying that.
You were like, I get six girls off if I wanted to. And then you started naming them off, which I'm not going to do that. But, yeah, Taylor was like, he's so annoying. He's just so annoying. But on the inside, she was like, but he's really cute, though. But you were very cocky.
Yeah, I was real cocky, dude.
I don't know why. Why were you so cocky? Was it
because you were coming into high school?
Oh, and you were the quarterback on the team. Yeah.
I started off pretty humble.
What happened? Yes. You were going to say something, but then you didn't.
I feel like it was my parents' fault.
Wait, why?
It's because... I've told you this before. It's because, like...
What? Go.
It's because I told my parents I was...
You're trying not... You're like, I really hope they don't hear this.
Well, because, like, I was talking with my grandparents and my parents, and, like, and I was like, oh, no, I just don't want people... I don't want to be, like, you know, like... The stereotypical, oh, high school quarterback, like, all that crap.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, embrace it.
wait, they said that?
Pretty much, they're like, you need to be confident. And I took confident into being mean. So, I was like, you know what? You're right. I'll be confident.
Into being mean, but you were like, I'm the quarterback. Like, that was your thing.
Yeah.
That was your thing in, like, ninth grade. You're like, I'm the quarterback. Deal with it.
No. I did stuff with Lauren, too. I was like, she would say something. I'm like, be quiet. I'm the quarterback.
Oh, like, shoot. Hey, I know best because I'm the quarterback. That makes no sense at all.
No, yeah.
You just throw the ball to the people.
But, yeah.
You're basically like, hey, shut up, because I'm a leader.
Because you're not as popular as me. More people know my name than you.
Which was not okay.
I know.
But guess what?
I'm glad
you dated Taylor, because you are very much a teddy bear.
I am a teddy bear.
Yeah, but yeah, I dated Abby for a while, and then I broke up with her.
Well, let's talk about y'all's first breakup.
Okay, I would love to talk about that.
So,
you talk.
In eighth grade, right? So we were having a dude's night out with some of the buds, right, in eighth grade, and we're at this guy's house named Tanner Hilton. We're at his house.
Why are you saying his name?
Because it's funny.
Okay.
Maybe he'll listen. Maybe not. Okay. I don't know. Probably not. We have like 8 viewers. That's okay.
3. Thank you.
Me?
Keep going. You. Just keep going.
Okay. And so...
Why are you laughing?
And so, like, the whole night, you were on your phone, and like...
You're not telling the story right.
You tell the story then.
Okay. No, because I've... Okay, I'll just set it up, and then you can tell it.
Got it.
From your perspective, because I want to hear this, but we went out to Walmart and got wife beaters and wore those. Oh, do you remember that?
Yeah.
We all wore wife beaters.
Oh,
like
Mrs. Hilton.
Yeah.
She took us out.
She took us out to Walmart. We were wearing wife beaters.
And we went home and we all put on Tanner's hats and we flipped them backwards like, yeah, it was so cool. We're like in eighth grade. Like man, stupid. Like, yeah, he's so cool, a gangster man.
Oh, stupid.
Good lord.
Anyway.
And we so walked around his neighborhood.
Yeah, we did. We were like, oh, yeah, we're so cool. We're in eighth grade.
Good lord.
Anyway, keep going.
We're like, we're on top of middle school.
Yeah, we're on top. We're on top.
We're on top of the world. But no. So, then... Well, like Ryan was having troubles,
Troubles?
No, I remember... No.
What?
You've broken up with her twice.
No, this was the first time.
No, it wasn't.
What? This was the first... first time.
No, it wasn't. No, I know, I know. But, like, it's been twice, though.
Yeah, I broke up with her twice. We got back together after this breakup, but then I broke up with her again.
Yes, because this breakup lasted 2 days.
Yeah.
So it was...
Because we were in eighth grade and we were stupid.
Yeah. So, leading up to this breakup, so we're doing some stupid... We've gone to Tanner's house many times and it's real funny. But, like, pickle juice shots and stuff.
Yeah, we do. We're just stupid. Things that could bodily harm us.
I don't think vinegar's gonna hurt our bodies real
yeah,
good.
Yeah, but that's disgusting.
It's okay. It was just Tanner.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, anyway, go.
So, he was on his phone all night, and his mom bought us candy and stuff, so we were, like, munching on jelly beans and stuff and throwing them at each other. And,
Oh, that brings up another story that I want to tell. Go ahead, keep okay. going.
So he was on his phone all night, and he was asking, like, I just don't know what to say.
But why? Do you remember why I said that?
Dude, it was 5 years ago. I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
So
I was like, I'm going to break up with her, man. No, I don't know why.
Long story short.
Oh, no.
Tanner comes up to you. I remember it. Tanner comes up to you. He goes, you need to show her who's boss.
Yeah, he was like, you need to tell her what you want. Yeah. And then you got demand for an answer or something. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what? You're right.
You know what? You're right.
And then you did
He is completely wrong.
It's hilarious because he said that and it just made the whole situation worse.
Yeah, like, she was like, okay, we're done here.
Okay, listen.
I didn't understand because
and
I was
like, wait, that was supposed to work.
Wait, that didn't work out.
The thing with women is that you can't work with women. So.
I know what it was about.
What?
Because you were dating someone at the time and so was Casey. And you two got long goodnight messages.
That's right.
You two got goodnight messages like that were paragraphs, and I only got like a slab of message that was like, "I'll see you tomorrow, good night," and I was like, "I'm not taking this anymore," or something like that.
Yeah,
wasn't that stupid?
You got jealous. You're texting her. You're like, "Well, Shannon's girlfriend sent him this for a goodnight text." Like that's the dumbest thing you could probably break
that
up
is
about.
Literally,
it's not. I know people that have broken up over like, you didn't buy me this type of like socks or something. I don't know, something pretty stupid.
I asked for Hanes socks.
Yeah, you gave me fruits of the loom.
What is this? What is this crap that you're throwing at me? That is crazy. Over a good night text message.
I remember that's that. Now.
A lot of stuff happened at Tanner's house.
Starburst.
I remember what happened. You want me to go into... This is a little sidetrack, but yeah, I'll go into another Tanner house story.
Please do it.
So, there were...
Remember when I shot his wall?
Yeah, that's what I'm going into. So, apparently... Like, this was later on in life. Like, when do you think it was? Like, 11th grade, maybe?
Bro, it was 10th grade. Nothing.
10th grade? This was the last time I was at Tanner's house. Not a great time for me. But, like, Tanner had, like, BB guns or something...
Yeah, airsoft
guns. Airsoft guns, which could... That could hurt.
Yeah.
Could that kill you, perhaps?
No.
No?
No.
Maybe.
No.
Oh, man. That would have been a better story. Anyway. But I thought they could at the time. I thought they could, like, seriously injure you or, like, kill you. That's what I thought.
You thought that?
Yes. Because Tanner, like... Cameron... It was me, Cameron... Casey, you, and Tanner that was at his house. And then Tanner told Cameron, he was like, I want you to point that gun right at his face. Like, that's what he said. So he pointed a gun at my face like I was a hostage or something. I was like, okay, guys, let's stop this. But then I was, like, thinking in my head, like, I want to go home right now.
Go home to my safe home.
Yes. I don't want to be held at gunpoint. Like, that's it.
Oh my god. And then so like all of us were in his tiny room. There was like six of us, right?
probably there was like six or seven of us.
Like, yeah.
And we're just messing around, and like there's like four of us like on his bed, and I have a gun. I'm just swinging around, and then
like a real gangsta, man,
a real gangsta.
But no, I'm like, hey, I'm gonna shoot your light switch, and I was thinking, yo, I'm not gonna actually hit his light switch.
Did you just say?
I shoot. Wait,
did you just say, yo?
Shut up.
Did you just say yo?
I probably said that, okay?
Yo, I'm not shooting that light switch, bro. Who says yo anymore?
No, that's probably what I said. It was 2 years ago, you know? You just
this
know.
Episode's gonna be called yo. Like, that's it.
Just don't make it yo.
I'm in control of this podcast in the way... I don't know. It might be yo.
So I was like, hey, I'm gonna shoot your light switch. He's like, okay, dude, I wasn't going to actually think he was going to hit his light switch.
No, I don't think you asked permission. You just did it. That's what I feel like. That's what I feel like you just you did.
Probably. So I was like, hey, I'm just going to hit your light switch. He's like, oh, I don't know. So I shot his light switch, and it hit it. And so I was...
Continue, please.
And so I hit his light switch, and... All of a sudden, the whole light switch plate shatters. Like the whole bottom part of it, like,
it's oh, look, broken. There's money that's gone.
And I'm like, I just damaged his home. Like,
no, I think you just shot a couple times, and then we dismissed it for a while. And then, like, when Tanner, went...
I shot the ceiling and the wall.
Yeah.
I shot that Sprite can. Like, I was like, hey, guys, watch this. Pew, 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 pew. And like it gets all over the wall, but it goes through the can and hits the wall. Cause then Tanner's mom comes in.
Melissa.
And then remember Tanner like we're videotaping this whole thing.
Wait, what are you doing?
And he was sitting there and he was covering the light switch like this.
He was covering the light switch with his back.
Yeah, with his
back. So his mom couldn't see.
Yeah, and he's sitting there laughing. She's like, "What's going on?"
Okay, boys. What's going on?
What's going on here? And then she walked over where I shot that Sprite can. She's like, oh, there's a can on the ground. And it's like, oh, it got over the wall? She goes, ah! And she's like, there are holes in the wall!
She was like, Tanner! Like, that's basically... And he's like, what, man?
I think she legit got, like, upset, like, mad. Like, I think once we left, like, they were like... Those boys are not allowed over anymore.
Yeah, because we didn't go over there any other time.
I know, and every time, like, we've gone over, hey, let's go to Tanner's house. Just, like, see if he's there. He's like, oh, he's at a basketball game. Like, every time I'm like, ma'am, it's, like, Wednesday.
It's 9 o'clock at night on Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Ma'am, it's Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
It's, like, in the springtime.
So. It's Wednesday. That's so funny.
So, yeah.
Wednesday's like the... I hate Wednesday.
God.
I hate Wednesdays. Do you like Wednesdays?
No. I hate all days but Saturday.
Why? You don't like Friday?
No, you still have to go to school on Friday.
Yeah, but like...
Like Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night is the best.
That's not my whole day.
Yeah, I know.
I want a whole day. I want a whole week. If I could have like a week of like class and like a week of like nothing for like just back and forth, then I think I'd be okay.
But you're not okay, is what you're saying.
No.
That's right.
So I'm saying I'm not doing well.
Well, me neither.
My heart is not good.
Yeah, I'm not doing well either. But that's okay.
That's okay. Hopefully
we're all just not doing well.
Hopefully we'll just be employed somewhere maybe someday.
Yeah, hopefully.
Maybe.
Probably not. Well, we're talking about girls and we got sidetracked again on your bunny trail, as you like to call it.
What?
That's what you said.
I say...
You say... No, you said bunny trail.
Never mind.
Yo, you said... No, you said bunny
trail. I say rabbit trail.
You said bunny trail.
Hair trail.
Okay, it doesn't matter, yo.
Peter Rabbit trail.
It doesn't matter, yo, because...
Thanks. Yo.
Anyway, tell a story about girls.
I don't know a story about girls.
I do, but you probably don't want me to tell any about you. So I probably won't tell any about you.
Jesus.
There was that time that we made fun of you that one time because of this. Remember this?
Yeah, that real good.
Do you want me to tell that one?
You can tell it real good.
Okay, so Chandler was dating this woman in eighth woman. Grade.
That's not a woman.
Okay, this
girl. I hope I'm not dating a woman in eighth grade. I hope I'm dating another eighth grader.
Wait! Your language is on point today, man.
Thanks, dude.
It's really great.
College is paying off.
Eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Anyway, so apparently it was Halloween night. I wasn't there for this, but...
You weren't?
I wasn't there.
What?
I wasn't there for that because my mom was like, you need to stay home and trick-or-treat with us. And I was like, Mom, my friends are doing stuff. And then she was like, I don't care. You're staying home. And I was like, well, screw you, Mom! Because that's what eighth graders did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're also stepping on a disc.
Oh! Is that? It's not important.
Anyway, so apparently it was like your first time to kiss her or something. And you went out to... Here's what I heard. That
was my first kiss, okay, yeah.
Okay, here's what I heard, and then you could actually tell the story.
Okay.
What I heard was, here's how I imagined it. You went out to the backyard, and you were like, I had a great time tonight. And she was like, me too, haha. And then you, like, kissed her, but you didn't, you missed her mouth. So it was, like, on the side of her face. You got a little lip, but not much. So, that's how I heard it. And then we made fun of you, like, ever since.
Yeah, see, that's not how it went. That's how, that's how this woman.
You got close.
Dang it, you had to blip that out.
Oh, no, but yeah, well, we're going to leave that in.
No, please don't.
Okay, I'll bleep it out.
So this woman.
Ah, dang it.
You're going to bleep that part out,
too. Yeah, you're right, I said it, too.
So, that's how this woman told all of her friends the story. That's how she told it. But no.
What actually happened?
What actually happened is, that's probably what I said. Yeah, like, I had a great night tonight.
That corny crap that you see in the movies?
Yes. Yes.
I had a great time with you tonight.
I had a great time going and receiving candy from strangers with you. So the way she told the story was that, like, that is my fault. It was alright. He just kind of missed, though. No, the truth was, she was on an elevated part of land, and I was on the least, I was on a lower part, like, she was up on, like, a few bricks or something, I don't know. And, like, she fell over, like, on me to, like,
wait,
to, like, lean in, like, she, like, you know, like, yeah. Like she was like this.
Okay, like, no one over. Knows what you're doing, because this is audio.
I'm sorry. Well, they just won't see. So
just have to picture it.
So, she's the one that leaned in because she was on the elevated part, and like it just went in like really fast, and so like we just kind of like hit faces and like and like barely got it in the lip and like.
Oh, so it is true then.
What?
The urban legend of you missing.
It wasn't me that missed. It was her.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she went in for the kiss. Well, we made fun of you for it?
Yes.
Wait.
I got the crap for it.
Yeah, you did.
She, like, we both went in, but, like, she was, like, it was like this, and was, like...
At least your kiss was, like, alone, you know?
Yeah.
Mine was in laser tag.
What?
Mine was in laser tag, my first kiss.
Yeah, didn't I aggravate y'all about that? I was like, hey, have y'all kissed yet?
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of laser tag.
Shut up.
God,
because that's embarrassing.
Yeah,
because
eighth grade.
Because eighth grade. But
you I sure remember, that wasn't ninth grade?
Okay, I don't care when it was. It was the summer of. It was in summer.
Yeah.
It was like June something. She knows. I don't. I'm sorry. But like we went it like we tried to get away from people because how are you supposed to get away from people in laser tag? People
are trying to shoot you.
Like, and so we went into this secluded area.
And you went where like the fog part was.
Yeah.
I followed y'all.
Why did you follow us?
Because I was that dude. I was that guy.
Oh, thanks for being that guy.
To follow you around like, hey, you guys gonna kiss yet?
Anyway,
I was that friend.
Okay, anyway, moving on now.
Got it.
So she...
Yeah, I was that friend. I was that guy.
I know you were. You said it 50 times.
Thanks, dude.
Okay, anyway...
So yeah, I was that friend.
Oh my god, shut up! I know! You were that guy! I get it! Okay? So then we... Okay, I got it now. Okay. So, we were... Don't you dare!
I was that guy.
I know! Okay, so then... So then... Stop. So then, we were like looking at each other, and of course we were like, "I'm having a great time." Like I guess that's what I did.
Apparently,
too.
That's what eighth graders say. I've had a great time
before they're about to kiss.
A little 6-year-old comes up and shoots you and gets you out.
Yeah, I didn't really care about that at that point. So then I lean in for the kiss, and then I released, and then we just stared at each other for like 3 seconds, and then she ran away. Like, back to the home base, which I was like, I was just sitting there like...
Does that mean it was bad?
I was like, do we break up just now?
Did we just break up?
I didn't really know what was going on, but... Because it was indeed laser tag.
Laser tag. I remember that day.
Kissing was fun. Back then. Now it's just like, yeah. Well, kissing is still great.
Yeah.
I really have to poop, so we're just going to end this episode early.
All right. Bye, friends.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you, friends, for listening.
Happy Merry Christmas.
Happy Merry Christmas. Oh, God, I got crap.